Peter Schweitzer to Breaking Biden author, you have out-researched me with this terrific book. By Rebecca Mansour on October 27, 2023. Seven-time New York Times best-selling investigative author Peter Schweitzer praised Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's new book Breaking Biden and declared that Marlow has out-researched him with his carefully sourced exposé on the Biden family. There were things that I learned from reading this book that I did not know before, Schweitzer told Marlow during an interview about Breaking Biden on the Drill Down podcast, which Schweitzer co-hosts with his Government Accountability Institute colleague Eric Eggers. Breaking Biden is a terrific book, Schweitzer said. I think you did a great job with it. I learned things reading this book. And I don't say that lightly because, as you know, I've studied Biden for a long time. Schweitzer also praised Marlow's extensive research and over 1,600 endnotes Breaking Biden, which is Marlow's second New York Times bestseller, following his debut book, Breaking the News. He's got the thicker spine, more pages, and he's got more endnotes. So, Alex, you have out-researched me, which is saying something. Really a terrific piece of work, Schweitzer quipped about Breaking Biden. Eggers joked that if Schweitzer is the apex predator of knowledge of Joe Biden, then Marlow could be called a beta predator. We've been looking forward to this conversation, Schweitzer said about his and Eggers' eagerness to interview Marlow. As you know, we've been researching Joe Biden and corruption in general for years. And now you come along with this book that I must say is thicker than my books. So, you've got the page count there, and also great, amazing detail. This is, of course, high praise coming from the number one best-selling author of Red Handed, Profiles in Corruption, and Clinton Cash. Schweitzer's Profiles in Corruption is widely credited for providing much of the groundwork for subsequent investigations into the Biden family corruption. Schweitzer's books also have a proven track record of triggering to major investigations and legislative action. For example, Schweitzer's Clinton Cash sparked an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation and is regarded as instrumental in helping sink Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 campaign. Schweitzer's Profiles in Corruption and Secret Empires were the first books to expose how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China just 10 days after the trip. Schweitzer, who is the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a senior contributor to Breitbart News, also authored Throw Them All Out, which, according to left-leaning Slate, was the book that started the Stock Act stampede. The bipartisan Stock Act, Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, banned insider trading by members of Congress and was signed into law by President Barack Obama on April 4, 2012. The legislation received overwhelming support from both parties. One of the main figures featured in Schweitzer's Throw Them All Out, then-chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Spencer Bagehus, RL, announced he would not seek re-election after the book's reporting. CBS's 60 Minutes did an investigative report on Schweitzer's revelations that won them the Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based Journalism. Schweitzer's praise for Marlow is all the more remarkable given the Guy president's impressive investigative career. Schweitzer has commended Marlow's efforts to fearlessly report the facts and H0LD the most powerful people in the world to account. He's called Breaking Biden essential reading if you want to know the hard truths about this presidency and the American power structure itself. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. To hear more of the Drill Down podcast, click here.